This is episode 4 of Anon, your anime online podcast. And we're back, guys.
Yeah, more sooner than we actually expected.
Yeah, I know, man. A huge gap, then an episode, then another episode. Oh, man, we're just crazy like that, aren't we? In case you guys don't know who we are, I'm Sven.
And I'm Daisuke.
And I'm back, which is good to be back. Yeah.
Well, we're both back. You're back from like
my who knows where. Yeah, I was on a long personal journey, you know,
trying to find enlightenment.
Yeah, and more about myself too. Yeah, exactly. And you know, the answer is plain and simple: 8. If you're ever down in life, the answer is 8. Don't question it. It's just 8.
Okay.
Exactly. So we got a great episode for you guys today. Today's our news episode.
Today's Mahime Day. I will officially declare today Mahime Day. Hooray. Is Mahime such a great ass episode or series?
Right, yeah, Hime. Yeah, Hime. Just kind of spaced out there for a second. Yeah, and
as you can hear plainly hear from the opening theme,
shining
if you recognize it, it's Shining Days from Mahime. And we'll be
the day will shine.
Because I thought since I kind of trashed Hitman Reborn, we have to do a good series. And actually, I'm not gonna reiterate it, but like, Hitman Reborn actually does get better. I was looking into it more as like, gets more of a plot. It actually really gets going.
You know
what? But it just took too long for me personally to get into it.
You know, since I was in your last episode. You know, I'm going to give my quick view on Hitman. It reminds me a lot of Zatch Bell. Zatch Bell?
Zatch Bell.
I mean, unless you're instantly engrossed with the premise of, you know, the whole Momoto thing. You know, the first 10 episodes kind of suck. And then the first 20 episodes suck. 30, 40. I think the last 10 episodes was the only time it ever got good. When they all kind of banded together and fought that one evil person. You know?
You're talking about Zatch Bell here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I didn't realize you watched so much of Hitman Reborn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm just saying because I'm in reviewing with what you just said, the same formula kind of applies. It sucks. The beginning sucks. At the end, they try so hard to make it better, but too little too late. You know, if you cannot get us in on the first 4 or 5 episodes, you know,
yeah, but they were planning on it to be a 100-episode series to begin with.
I mean, check out Naruto, for instance. Naruto got me in at, like, episode...
Yeah, and now that they've got you in, they can screw around with you
through the episodes
now.
But don't get us wrong. This is just our opinion, which is, you know, the right one. But,
yes, take our opinion.
But if you like Hitman Reborn, you know, and you like the whole kid assassin thing... It's not a kid. It's a baby
it's
assassin.
It's a baby assassin.
You know, if you like the whole baby assassin thing, then you should never have children ever. You should be neutered. No, not neutered. Was it sterilized? Humans aren't neutered.
Humans. Sterilized?
Yeah.
Not sterilized.
You should be banned from having children. Or being near a child.
Right.
So on to news.
Because it's the beginning of the month, and we thought that you guys
it's the 9th of the month.
I still call it the beginning.
It's the first episode of the month.
Well, actually,
you know, because I made a mistake. Episode 3 was supposed to be up.
It was taped way before July 1st.
It was taped like four days in advance, and I just had a tough time getting it up.
Mm-hmm.
With some technical difficulties, but I finally got it up.
At midnight on July
1st. It pissed me off so much. Because then it says July 1st, and I don't want it.
Happy Canada Day.
July 1st.
Belated Canada Day.
Yeah. And for all our Americans,
4th of July.
No happy 4th of July to you guys.
But anyway, let's get on to news. There's a few articles this month.
We got
very interesting articles I personally found.
We'll let Daisuke hit it off with the first one.
First one would be
No, this one.
No. I'm picking what news articles we're going.
Okay.
So
we'll alternate. He'll do one. He'll do one. I'll do one, and so forth.
I'm moving up this rung, ladder.
Okay.
But Major, to those of you who don't know, is an anime series about baseball. Kind of cool. I haven't actually seen it myself. It's one of those sports animes which I'm not really too into. But
it's baseball.
But it's baseball, and they're I think all the series have been 26 episodes, or all the seasons have been 26 episodes.
Correct.
But now they're coming up with the fifth major series. I don't know if it's going to be a continuation or is it going to be a standalone major type series. But as you can see how big of a hit baseball is in Japan, you're going to have another season slash series of major. So, and that's going to premiere in January 2009.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, January 2009. Next item would be Vampire Knight, since we did a review on Vampire Knight, and I thought it was cool, so I like Vampire Knight, so we're going to talk about Vampire Knight. I actually didn't find out until somewhat recently that it's going to end. Well, actually, did I talk about it, how it's going to end at 13? I'm losing my memory now.
Oh, it's the new, half-season thing.
The half-season thing, which kind of pisses me off.
I know, personally speaking, yeah, it does suck.
Sucks a lot. You're stuck at
13. No, it's not even being stuck at 13. You're giving North America a 6 month. Is it 6 months in between?
Yeah, well, less than that.
Three to four months.
Four to six.
You're giving North American companies 4 to 6 months to license this stuff. When they license it, we will never ever see it again.
Well,
unless we buy it, right?
Do some under the shelf thing. But with Vampire Knight, it ended at 13 just recently, and they're going to be airing the next 13 episodes in the fall, and actually in October. Now, what I didn't like about this, I watched 13, and I was like, they started a new arc at 13 when they knew it was going to end at 13. They didn't just finish. They finished the arc at 12, and I was like, okay, you can end it at 12 and then do the rest. But no, they had to give you 13 as well, start a whole brand new arc and kind of screw around with your head. But yeah, Vampire Knight's second season will air in October, so you guys can keep an eye on that.
Now I'm going to tell you something. Anime Expo was over the weekend, and a lot of stuff happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few things about license, but it was mostly updates to, stuff we currently know, like the Orin High School Host Club cast was released.
Yeah.
Release dates for Code Geass DVDs and so forth, right?
So a lot of dates have been set.
Yeah.
Anime Expo.
Personally speaking, I'm a huge Gundam fan. Not, incredibly huge. More, I'm a
casual fan.
No, I wouldn't. Okay, I'm a little more casual. I think I'm more of a newer generation Gundam fan. Like, I don't really personally like the old Gundam, like the original Gundam. I personally like Wing On. Yeah, so like Wing, Seed, and so forth. X was okay, and so forth. But Gundam Double O, which was the newest one, amazing. Pure amazingness. Like, I can't say anything bad about it. It was just pure amazing. If I had to give it a letter grade, I'd give it A infinity plus. A infinity. That's what I'd give it. A infinity. It's our new grading system. A infinity. If there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
I refuse to give anything A infinity. But that's if that works for you.
They announced that it's going to be shown on American TV, the sci-fi channel, is going to show it on November 17th, and the Ocean Studio is going to be doing it, which is, cool. Vancouver, Canada. Go Canada. and the four main pilots, Sesson FC, Lachlan Stratus, Halley Heptus, Thierry Erdogan. The name's been released, and I guess who's doing Sesson FC? None other than our Wonder Boy, Brad Sweel. You might remember him for Light Yagami.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Been hearing way too much of his voice.
Light Yagami, right? Yeah. He was also Rock in Black Lagoon, Quattro. He was in a lot of Gundam. He was in Seed. He played.
He's very old school, because he did Moose in Ranma.
Yes, Moose.
You don't even know who Moose is.
No, I don't.
Ranma is old school.
But he played Quattro. And he played Diarca. Diarca.
But we could go on and on with voice actors and.
Oh right. The other three guys. Lock on.
Richard Cox.
He's doing Halley Heptus, which is gonna be amazing because Halley Heptus has a split personality. It's Halley Heptus and wait, sorry, it's Alleluia Heptus, which is the normal version, and Halleluia Heptus, which is his alter ego.
That's messed up.
I know, man. It's crazy because when I was watching, did they say Halleluia or Hallelujah? because it's kind of hard with the Japanese. I'm going, did he, and then halfway through the series, you go, oh, okay, I see it now. Okay, I get it now. That makes sense.
Okay, Sven's a bit high off this Gundam 00 right now.
Right. Next article.
Are you going to do the next article, or should I do mine?
Oh, yeah, you do yours. Yeah.
Well, mine's going to be fast, since I'm a big fan of 5 centimeters per second, Makoto Shinkai's work. The British Film Institute will be hosting Shinkai's 5 centimeters per second, because Shinkai is in London. Like, he's promoting his new film. And he's also going to be doing an interview and signing and all this other stuff. So, if you're in London, because I know a lot of people, that when they saw news that he... this is old, right? What am I saying? This is old. So the people who did go, I'm saying they probably had fun. But he was there in June, or June 20th. And he was just promoting his film, and because actually a lot of films have actually been done or been shown at the British Film Institute. So yeah, it's kind of like an honor. Do you want to do the next?
Street Fighter 4. In case you guys don't know, they're making a new Street Fighter game for the 360 and the PS3. And apparently there's gonna be Capcom's doing an anime for it.
That's going to be so bad.
I don't know, I think it's going to be a little better, because...
The Street Fighter animes have not had a good run.
I'm a little bit more optimistic. The game, the trailer, looks pretty amazing. It's the whole combination of 2D with 3D. You know how the old school 2D Street Fighter fighters?
Mm-hmm.
The 3D ones haven't really looked that great, so let's keep the old school aspect of it with the whole 2D back.
Make E Honda looking bigger than he actually is.
Exactly. Proportion, guys. Come on, man. Proportion. There's going to be an anime for that. All this will be in the show notes, guys, which will be up hopefully soon.
My next article, I think Sven is dying to tell himself, or do you want
when I first saw this, all I saw was Nicolas Cage, and I go, oh, unbelievable, Nicolas Cage is doing anime, this has to be the greatest thing ever. And then I realized, no, he's not doing anime, he's voicing anime. And personally speaking, Nicolas Cage's voice isn't, well, it's okay, it's just not, yeah.
The highlight here is Nicolas Cage and Donald Sutherland are going to be joining the cast of the
new CG Astro Boy
film,
starring none other than our new up and coming rising Freddie Highmore. He was Spider-Man Chronicles, August Rush, and a lot of other stuff. Charlie
the
Chocolate Factory. He was Charlie, right?
Yeah, the annoying kid.
Right, and his high pitched British accent. Oh, that means Astro was gonna be British. Oh man.
Well, no, he can. If there's anything, he can actually do accents pretty well.
Astro Boy or the actor?
No, the actor.
Oh, I don't think so, man. He's like, what, 12?
Yeah, he's 12, but he can handle voices.
Nah,
quite
man.
Well.
Nah, I don't think so, man.
You don't think so? Okay.
I think he's going to have that whole shy. Because Astro Boy didn't talk too much, did he?
Yeah, that's why it's going to be easy.
Yeah.
Well, he does. Like, I can't really remember the original Astro Boy.
It's a movie, right? 2 hours.
Yeah.
We're not going to see Astro Boy until about an hour into the movie. Because that's been the first hour making Astro Boy. Once they make him, it's like, yeah. Unless they're taking a different route where he's already created, and it's like the Hulk kind of thing. You know, where it's like, yeah, that happened last movie, man. We're not going to show you this movie. You know, it's a 2 second preview of what happened from
the
last movie.
But yeah, the Astro Boy movie will come out in 2009. So, well, everywhere, it's a worldwide release.
Yeah,
everywhere except Japan, Hong Kong, and China.
Which is actually pretty weird, the whole Japan not getting a thing.
Yeah, well... Like, Imagei itself will handle the distribution, because these regions will be handled separately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll get it, but they'll get it, in a different time. Like, the, was it Imagei Studios or whatever? They'll handle that separately, so. They get a separate release date. Maybe they might get released before us.
I know, because with the new live-action DBZ movie, Japan's getting all the promotion, all the teaser trailers, everything they're getting before us.
Yeah, but we can still get it from them.
Exactly.
Next item would be not good for those in the UK. Tokyo Pop has planned to cut manga output to the UK because of decrease in sales in North America.
Take that, you British bastards!
So they're gonna actually have even worse sales in Britain. So they're
death
like
to the Queen.
What's with this British hate?
You know, it's the British, man.
We used to be a British colony.
Exactly.
But Yeah, since there's been decreased sales here, they're going to be downsizing markets here, but it's going to really hit the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So
because the one thing that really got me with this is, you know, it's a trend that's been happening over the last few years.
Right now, the UK are getting about 25 releases a month for like titles. They're going to decrease to 20. So it's not a huge decrease.
Five series,
but it's going to be a trend. You're going to see more and more of this. So that's kind of
cuts.
Bad.
So it's first we start off with five, and then they cut off two more, three more, four more. Next thing you know, you're down to two releases a year or a month. It's kind of.
And this one I've been
excited. We're gonna talk about that in detail. But I just want to get this one out of the way. Is there anything more else to say?
There's only this one and the Mahime related news I want to talk about.
Oh, we haven't talked about it. Yes, right.
Yeah. So
stupid inverse list. All right. We'll get to the big news.
Big news. Okay, if you want to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I like North American stuff, adaptations especially. I'm the kind of individual who will watch something, no matter how bad it looks. I will watch it.
I think you've all probably seen The Grudge. You've probably all seen The Departed. Some of you might have seen The Eye. So you know what we're getting here. These are all North American remakes
of Japanese
movie. No, The Departed wasn't. The Eye wasn't Japanese either. The Eye was Hong Kong. Internal Affairs was also Hong Kong.
Wow. So Asian. We'll just go the word Asian. How about
My
that?
Sassy Girl was also Hong
Asian.
Kong.
Asian.
Or no, Korean.
Asian. We'll go with
Asian.
All right.
North American remakes of Asian movies.
Long story short, they're remaking Death Note.
They're making a North American Death Note, which I have mixed reactions. I think it's a good idea. Because
they've already
premiered the Japanese version, actually, in select U.S. theaters.
And they're selling the DVDs, so.
And they're selling the DVDs, too.
I mean, there's Viz for you, right?
But I think it's a bad idea that they're doing this afterwards. Like people in North America have already seen it.
This was going to happen anyways. I mean,
like, what they could have done, not release the Japanese versions at all here, and then just
Because if I remember correctly, the Japanese versions that were released in North America were released to, like, were very limited. Critics didn't get a chance to see it. It was nothing big or spontaneous. This is going to be a major. It's going to be a major motion picture. Who's doing it? What studio is doing it?
Vertigo Entertainment.
Who's owned by what?
Who's owned by?
Oh, DC.
Damn. DC.
No, because that's like an instant death kill
there.
Unless
they're not related to DC Vertigo.
No, they're not related to DC. Okay,
yeah. Right. See, when you heard Vertigo, it's not DC.
Okay, no, because I know Vertigo. Okay, all right, that's not too bad.
Yeah, they're their own company. So the Parla something something brothers.
The Who brothers?
I don't know. Actually,
well,
hold on. Never mind.
Because this is still
production. They still
not
haven't,
even
like, got,
it's
they
like
haven't got
pre-print.
Stars. They haven't.
This isn't like super pre-production. It's like, hey guys, let's do this. All right, well, let's see if a company will hire us first. And Vertigo goes, hey, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't we do it? But this will probably be released 2011.
Yeah, they don't even have a date.
No, you have to estimate on this kind of stuff.
Because they just got people to do a screenplay. Because, like, I think they're going to be rewriting a lot of stuff.
Screenplays aren't that hard. Because what they do is they find a person, okay, here's a whole bunch of money, finish on this date. And the guy would be like, well, you know, I can't get it done on that date. Here's more money. Get it done even closer.
It's easier because you're actually basing it off something else, right?
I mean, no, but it's still going to be pretty hard. Because the original Death Note took place in Japan, North America,
yeah, actually, because
Europe.
It affected North America. So you can't just say everything's...
Well, didn't the president die? Death to the president.
The vice president.
I thought they killed the president.
No, if you kill the president, then everything goes in chaos.
Oh, wow.
But actually, though, that never happened in the movie, though.
The whole president thing?
The whole president thing never happened.
Did they ever go to America in the movie?
In the movie? I
haven't seen the second movie. I saw the first
movie. No, they didn't. Actually, they didn't even cover that much in the two live-action movies. So I'm curious to see how they'll do it.
I personally hope they're going to do this right. Trilogy. If they're going to do it right.
A trilogy?
Because there's too much to cover.
There's
way
too much
too much
to cover, but then,
but then
there's only two Japanese movies. Like, how often do you see the North Americans actually exceed the original counterparts?
You're right. We always, because The Grudge was only two as opposed to the five in Japan.
Yeah,
we always, we do kind of undersell stuff.
Actually, we're going to be keeping an eye on this because this is very raw.
Mm-hmm.
It's very new, so.
You know,
and
listen to us at the beginning of every month and we'll have something for you.
The last item that I wanted to announce was a new Mahime project. which is, I really hope it's actually a My Hime project, not My Otome project. But it was
a Bandai. What's the difference?
I'll tell you the difference during my review. But Bandai announced at Otakon that it acquired Zui. So there's really nothing after Zui except Cypher. Now what I'm listing here is all these other sequels because it runs down like My Hime, My Otome, My Otome Zui, My Otome Cypher, and now there's got this new My Hime.
Wait, was Zui a full series or is it an
OVA?
No, Zui
was an OVA
of Otome.
Of Otome.
And Cypher?
Cypher is another
series?
It's another OVA.
Of Otome.
But it's a prequel.
Okay, alright. So you have a
prequel? Cypher is a prequel, Zui is a sequel.
So this has to be like a prequel or a
sequel to Hime. That's
no,
what I'm guessing.
Because sequel Hime ended on like a pretty conclusive note.
What I'm trying to get at is like Hime itself is so expansive. Like it's getting like five different types of series with different heroines and everything.
You gotta remember, like the writers for this, incredible, right? I mean, you have some amazing creative people who write a lot of incredible stuff.
It hasn't announced when this project is gonna lift off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another thing that's being done in Japan, and we'll keep an eye on that as well.
But from the picture, she's wearing a school uniform, so it's probably gonna be Hime.
So it's probably gonna be Hime related. But then let's actually get into what Hime actually is.
But before we actually get into our review of Hime, we're gonna take a quick water break.
Water break.
And we'll be back in a few seconds. You're listening to the Anime Online Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed that.
We're
trying out some new jingles here and there, man.
Refreshed and ready to go.
Yes, we are. That is true, we are.
So, as I said before our little break, that we were going to do a review on My Hime. Now, to those who don't know My Hime, blasphemy. But,
blasphemy,
I will tell you what. My Hime is about a girl named Tokiya Mai. And
a show about a girl. Never heard of.
And her, yeah, but she's not a wussy girl. She can kick your ass. But her younger brother named Takumi. They both received a scholarship to attend this prestigious Fuka Academy, which is far away from their homes, on some island somewhere. Fuka Academy, and this is this really prestigious rich school, or not rich, but it's a very
boarding
school.
Is it on an island?
So they're on the ferry, because that's like the only way you can get there. They travel and they come across this battle between two girls, wielding swords and guns and all this other stuff.
Oh, it's the epic battle, the gun versus the sword. Who will win?
And
the answer
so
is simple.
Like
nobody.
Like, this is supposed to start out like this normal series, right? Normal school series. So you don't normally see on your ferry to your school this girl with a sword and this girl with a gun duking it out with each other.
It's plain and simple. If you had no idea what Hime was, and you know, a friend of yours, you know, said, "Hey, this is a good series," shows you the first episode, you watch the first 4 minutes or so before the action happens?
50? The action gets in pretty quickly. It drags you in pretty quickly. So,
you're watching, you go, "Oh, this is nice, you know, Fuga Academy, fairy, brother, sister, school, it's all nice." Boom, 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 girl with sword, and shooting guns,
like,
big dog thing.
You expect this is like a slice of life, but it's not really a slice of life. There's a lot of action, there's a lot of angst, drama, and a lot more action, bloody violence and whatnot. But and this leads to a lot of things that actually involve Mai, because she actually learns that she is a Hime. And a Hime is actually a girl who possesses these supernatural powers, like these special. So every Hime is different. And there's
magic.
Only, it's not magic. Now, I can't remember how many Hime. Sven, do you remember how many Hime
13.
There were? There were 13 Hime?
No, it was based on the thing.
There weren't 13 Hime.
There was 12. Okay, it's either 12 or 13 Himes. One or the other.
Because I remember there was one fake Hime, but it doesn't really matter because that's going a bit too more in depth. But there's a certain number of girls, and it's all about really the destiny that revolves around them. Like,
well,
they all have to duke it out. You know at the beginning that they're all going to duke it out with each other somehow.
Because there has to be one winner, right?
No, we're getting too far into the story here.
Oh,
but
right.
It's actually a very intricate story. Like, because Mine is just trying to be Mine. She's trying to take care of her younger brother because her younger brother has very poor health. So she's always being the mother figure because their mother actually died. Died when they were young. So she's always being the motherly character trying to take care of. But she's also a high school student. And then she has to deal with the problems of being a high school student, like guys and like her studies, and also being a Hime and like monsters coming out of nowhere. There are also monsters that come out of nowhere and attack.
That's so random too. That's what
it
I
is very
find
random.
So
the
random.
Monster the
random monsters.
The random monsters that come out of nowhere and then they just have to defeat them. Like, as a Hime, your other power is you get to summon a child.
Children.
You get to summon
another thing.
Child.
All Himes are women. Because, you know,
I just said that. Because Hime means princess in Japanese.
Yeah,
so,
you can't have princess guys. That's just, you know.
Well, they kind of allude to that. Sometimes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But,
yeah. that was
so
a joke.
It's very,
Look at me.
It can be very random. There's a lot of humor in it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It has a very good story, I think. Like, a good, solid story. And it pulls you in.
Oh,
that's
the one thing I liked about it. The show, it doesn't take long to get to it.
Yeah.
Like first episode, bam, you're already in there. Second episode, boom. And then it just keeps going again,
like,
and again and again.
There's action in every single series. There's, like, a lot of fighting. It's actually partially mech. Because the childs, they summon these giant things. They're actually somewhat machine-like.
But don't get me wrong, not every episode is action-based. There's the Panty Hunter episode.
Yes, there's actually one or two humor, just in-your-face humor episodes.
Just to lighten it up a bit,
just
right?
To lighten it up. I found it was refreshing. Some people didn't really like that. They want actually more action-packed, more killing and whatnot. More killing.
More death.
But let's get into our rating system now, since I think you guys have gotten... enough info about it, unless you want
to
elaborate
to go
more.
About the, you know.
Yeah, I'm talking about rating.
Oh, right, rating,
yeah.
Right, we gotta go through our...
So, like, music, brilliant soundtrack, brilliant music during the fight scenes. You heard from our opening, the
Shining
My Hime,
Days.
Shining Days, beautiful song.
Oh, the closing's nice. It's one of
the closing's good, like... It's kind of a bit out of place because sometimes they might end that in, like, a really intense sequence.
Mm-hmm.
So
you go softness?
And it goes softness. So it reminded me kind of like Gundam Seed, like.
Uh-huh.
The little Kira. And then it goes
or,
to...
Or X. Kamui!
Kamui. Yeah. But you don't have the whole corny shouting of names. Well, actually, no. There's a couple episodes where we have that. But
No, but it has to be the girl's voice. So I'd be like, my!
Actually, that is a very good impression. But... I like the opening and ending, the battle music, because you really get the whole feeling that they're fighting life or death.
You do, don't get me wrong, the music overall was nice. I feel that at some points it could have been better. Some of the insert songs at some particular moments, they're good, don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
A little bit better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. The character design art, you get great color, the production studio is Sunrise, who gave us Code Geass. Code Geass actually obviously came after this.
No,
Hime is a bit older. But Code Geass, like, everyone loves Code Geass because
that was Clamp.
This design.
That was Clamp.
I know, but the production studio is done by Sunrise. Like, it's Clamp character designs.
Oh, no. Don't be wrong.
Like,
no, Hime character designs were done by, I think...
It was done by some artist. Some pretty big artists, but like
I can't remember now.
The production suit was Sunrise, and like again, the artwork is really great, and it works perfectly with like the battle scenes because there aren't that many series out there with like female heroines who actually get great battle sequences. Like, it's always the whole shonen thing.
Oh yeah, no,
like,
that's the
how
one.
Many
that, that was the one revolutionary thing. Well, not really revolutionary.
No,
but
there are a lot of series out there, but like that actually get right.
Big. This is big. It was
big.
I mean,
well, it spawned a huge number of other sequels. Story. I did say I really love the story, but again, it's not that original.
That's the one thing that really got me. I mean. Daisuke's right, the story isn't too original,
but
like, nevertheless...
You can't find a series that has a really original story anymore. Like,
yes.
Everything is real. Code Geass, no. Well...
That's pretty original, man. Britain real in the world.
Okay, it's...
It's like half truth.
Everything has its own originality. Otherwise, it would just be a sequel to something. But when I first watched Mahime, it was kind of like very original because it's one of the first few series I've seen. Like, it's not the first series. Like, it's not that old. Like, it's from 2004-05. That's only like 4 years old, less than 4 years old. So it's not that old. It's very well paced, which I like. Like, it throws a lot of action at you, but yet it still has a lot left to keep it going. So like, it doesn't lose steam throughout. So.
True. But you gotta remember, this is an original work, right? I mean, there was no manga adaptation of it. This is just
the original. They actually did do a manga
of the show, but the show wasn't based on the manga. Kind of thing, right?
So actually, that's good because it had no restraints. So that's probably why a lot of people enjoyed it so much. There's a little humor here and there as well, just to like keep it fresh. And yeah, it spawned My Otome's Way, Cypher, and this new Hime series we're talking about. So this is pretty big.
It was.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna give it an A for sure. It deserves
an
A grade. Yeah.
Hmm.
Is that related? I think everyone, like, I actually bought the series.
Oh yeah, so that's right. You own all the DVDs.
I own all the DVDs because I just like it. It's a really, really good show.
I like it, but not enough to give it an A. I mean, it's good.
It has all the elements.
Guys, I mean, if you guys are going... Okay, first off, watch it.
Episode.
No. Yeah. Okay.
And what? Action sequences.
Okay, you should definitely watch the show. We're not telling you not to watch it. It's obviously gonna get. I'm obviously going to give this a good grade. I just don't think it's A caliber. For one reason and one reason only. Episode 15. I'm not going to say anything else. Just episode 15. Watch that, and you'll know. Don't watch it first. Watch up to episode 15. And once you get to 15, listen to this podcast again, and you'll be like, "Ah, oh, Sven's so right. Like, what was I thinking? Why would I doubt Sven? Sven is so awesome."
Just because episode 15 is so epic, but like everything builds up to it. You appreciate episode 15.
Actually, no, 16. No... 16. Yeah, 16 would be the episode that I hated then. 16 was good. 16. Oh.
Okay, you didn't like 16 because...
It was so like... Oh.
Because you know when you watch the series and you're like, oh my god, that is the perfect ending. But it's not the ending.
Exactly. And so, you don't even know it's not the ending. It's like, oh wow, 15.
But they do it. They do it well with their... I personally like their ending. Like, I'm not going to say what kind of ending it is, obviously.
Oh no, we don't want to ruin it for you guys. You guys,
like, everyone dies.
Yes, everyone's dead.
Everyone dies.
Or no one dies and Mai marries everyone.
That's kind of disturbing.
That is kind of wrong.
Considering like almost all the characters are girls.
Yeah, that's kind of...
There are actually very few guys in the series. Like, I'm not complaining, but like, it's good.
Or one of those things where it's like 100 years in the future and you have to take Mai's great grandchildren and their Himes as well.
Actually, that might be a sequel.
Yeah, that'd be
like,
a nice sequel.
When My Otome came out, everyone thought, like, hey, is Arika related to Mai? Because Arika is the main heroine.
Mm-hmm.
But Mai is actually in Otome. It's like everyone makes a cameo.
Dude!
Everyone. I'm talking about Otome.
But that was like...
Everyone knows that, like, who knows about Mahime and Otome know that they make cameo appearances.
Like, the guy, the people who are listening might not know. I kind of didn't. No, I knew.
You knew. But watch Mahime.
And
that's bottom line.
My grade.
Yeah, what are you going to give it?
B+.
B+?
Yeah.
I'm going to punch Sven right now.
A B+.
But B+ is fair, I guess. B+ is fair.
I mean, it's not quite an A, only because of my tastes.
You could have given it an A-.
We're allowed to do that?
Yeah.
And all about our grading system is plain and simple. The letter grade or a plus. There's no minuses involved.
No, I've given minuses.
You have?
I have.
Ugh.
Because I find it's like, minuses are where it's there, but
okay,
it's not quite there. Right. Plus,
if we have to go percent-wise, this show is
keep your B+.
79.9%.
We'll keep your B+, and like, okay,
right.
We'll keep it at that. It has been fun.
It has. We're going to try to get another episode up in about 2 weeks.
We'll try for 2 weeks.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Reminders.
Contact us.
You know what our email is. It's anonpodcast@gmail.com, anonpodcast@hotmail.com. You know, send us whatever, man. You know, if you want to be reviewed, if you want to talk about something on the show.
Yeah, because, like, we really do enjoy, like, watching new series. and like we'll try not to trash the series that you guys send us. Generally, they're good. Like you guys have good taste.
Hopefully,
usually.
Hopefully.
Like, don't, you guys might think our tastes are bad.
Don't go around asking us to watch like you know Bobo Bo or something, you know.
Bobo Bo.
Because we're not gonna do that. We're just
give Bobo Bo a chance.
Actually, no. It shouldn't be Bobo Bo. So awesome. Just it's like a pure half hour of, like trash. we'll just trash and trash and trash.
No, but what we'd have to watch the original Japanese Bobo Bo Bo Bo.
All right, because I've only seen the English, and the English sucked.
Well, it's like watching the English One Piece.
The old English One Piece, not the new one, man. Not the new one. Okay, let's not get carried away here.
But yeah. You can, yeah, like by now you guys have probably figured out how to listen to our podcast, like Player, iTunes. Easiest way is subscribing to iTunes. But we do have a player on our website.
We recommend podcast.wordpress.com
or just .com. There's also a direct download link if you want to archive our episodes, which would be nice. And,
yeah, let's do it on the go kind of thing.
Yeah, store it on your iPod, whatever you have.
But we recommend iTunes. You know, support Apple.
Apple.
It's not like they don't have enough money.
They need more money.
You know, with that iPhone coming out and whatnot, you know, they definitely need more money. So, anyways, I'm Sven,
and I'm Daisuke,
and this is Anon, your anime online podcast.